AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Pope Leo at the Vatican. The AP's Sagar Magani reports it's a fence-mending trip after President Trump's criticism of the first American-born pontiff.
Mr. Secretary, it's great to see you. Good morning.
Rubio spent about 2.5 hours with the Pope and the Holy See's top diplomat, with the Vatican saying they discussed the need to work tirelessly for peace. President Trump has blasted the Pope's opposition to the Iran war, falsely claiming Leo says it's okay for Tehran to have a nuclear weapon.
And I say they cannot.
Rubio aimed to highlight strong relations with the Vatican, giving the Pope a small crystal football paperweight, while noting Leo's a baseball guy.
What to get someone who has everything?
The Pope responded with a pen apparently made of olive wood.
Olive being, of course, plant of peace.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Iran says it's reviewing the latest American proposals to end the war after President Trump threatened a new wave of bombing unless a deal is reached. Police in England say a man has been arrested for possessing an offensive weapon near the home of the former Prince Andrew. The former prince is facing charges of suspicion of misconduct in public office in a case related to his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Officials say more than 24 passengers from at least 12 different countries left a cruise ship hit by a deadly hantavirus outbreak without contact tracing nearly 2 weeks after the first passenger died on board. 3 passengers in all died. Passenger Rui Sinet says the vessel's management did not update passengers.
Until my last day, 24th of April, we didn't take any cautions. We were not informed about the situation, and the ship management, I think, didn't know anything about the virus.
More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Oil prices keep dropping on hopes that a deal might be getting closer to allow tankers to start carrying crude out of the Persian Gulf again. Brent crude fell 4% to about $97 a barrel Thursday. That's down from more than $115 a barrel early this week. Traders are hopeful that the U.S. and Iran can make progress on ending their war. The S&P 500 added 0.2% to the all-time high it set a day earlier. The Dow fell 76 points, that's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.6%. Several companies rose after reporting profits for the latest quarter that beat forecasts. DoorDash climbed 2.5%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A UK border official and former Hong Kong police officer were convicted of spying for China with what prosecutors called shadow policing operations in Britain. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.